This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala. Just before we start the last session about the dua, I received a question from one brother asking, is salatu tarawih, is it a sunnah or is it a nafil? Now, from a very basic perspective, actually there's no real difference between sunnah and nafil, because sunnah in the terminology of the usuliyin, the sunnah means an act which is, in the terminology of the fuqaha, it means an act which is a recommended act, meaning it is not an obligatory act, saying that if somebody does it, they will be rewarded. If they don't do it, they will not be punished for it. So that's a sunnah. And Taraweeh is a sunnah in that case, because it's not a fard, it's not an obligatory act to do. If you don't do Taraweeh, there is no punishment that is related. Unlike if you miss, for example, if you miss Salatul Isha or Salatul Fajr, then there is something related to that, because that's the obligatory prayer. Nafil means extra prayer, an extra prayer that's extra. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith of Qudsi, he makes a distinction between the fara'il and the nafil. He said that the most beloved thing that my slave comes closer to me is the fara'il. And then he continues to come closer to me with the nawafil. So there's fard and nawafil. So if you see here, the word nafil is like it's like the meaning of that under the fard. There's fard, there's nawafil. And we also know that the nafila is also another meaning for the sunnah. So in that case, both sunnah and nafil mean the same thing. However, there is some sort of terminology which the fuqaha have also adopted just to make it more easy for people. So some fuqaha, they use the term sunnah to mean something which is emphasized. It is an emphasized thing. It's something that the Prophet ﷺ used to do regularly, or he used to do, maybe he used to encourage with his verbal encouragement, or he used to do regularly. So for example, the two rak'ah before Fajr is considered sunnah, because it was something that the Prophet ﷺ always used to pray regularly. Now, he also used to pray regularly two rak'ah before Dhuhr and two rak'ah after Dhuhr. So this becomes like a regular thing that he used to pray. And that's why in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar and Aisha and so on, they say we memorized from the Prophet ﷺ 10 rak'at that he used to do on a daily basis. And another version, they said 12 rak'at. So all of these are extra prayers that the Prophet ﷺ used, but he emphasized them. This emphasis makes it a sunnah, whereas those that were not emphasized, they were considered nafil. So it's basically it's about terminology, but in real terms, the sunnah and the nafil are both extra acts which will be rewarded if you do them, and if you do not do them, you will not have any punishment linked to that.